Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, February 14th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:30. I'm Brent Allen. Rain does return for much of the day today, currently sitting at 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom, and I'll start with an update for you this morning. We told you about a half an hour ago that the Golden Gate Bridge had been shut down due to protesters. Good news, both directions are now reopened. Protesters briefly unfurled a banner across all lanes of traffic, but the CHP was able to remove them. Apparently, there were no arrests, and traffic is flowing once again on the Golden Gate Bridge. The last commercial apple processing plant in Sonoma County is calling it quits and moving out of state. Manzana Apple Products of Sebastopol will move to Yakima, Washington by 2025. The company has been in business for over 100 years and employs 180 workers who will all be given a chance to relocate. Once the dominant region in the country for apples, currently 80% of the apples processed by Manzana in Sebastopol are imported, mostly from Washington State. The 58-foot Aleutian Storm remains stuck on Salmon Creek Beach after three unsuccessful attempts to pull the boat back out into the ocean. Crew spent the day yesterday offloading much of the 1,500 gallons of fuel on board, and a report this morning says some of that fuel did leak onto the beach and into the water. The boat has also taken on water from crashing waves, adding to its weight and inability to move. Once more fuel and the water is removed, another rescue attempt can be made. The skeletal remains of a body found 29 years ago have been identified as a woman from Vallejo, according to the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department. Previously a Jane Doe, the woman's body was found in a creek bed off of Pine Flat Road near Healdsburg on August 9th of 1993. The sheriff's office was able to identify her now as Robin Faye Hedrick, a Vallejo resident who was last seen alive in February of 1992. Little else is known about Hedrick except she was born in 1953. The coroner submitted her DNA to the DNA Doe Project and finally got a match. Highway 20 between Lake County and Colusa County was shut down for several hours on Sunday night when a truck carrying more than 40 head of cattle overturned. Local ranchers, the CHP, and fire crews all helped in the cleanup, removing cattle from the trailer. Unfortunately, six animals were killed in the crash. More were injured. The surviving cows were transported to a ranch in Williams to be evaluated for treatment. The driver of the truck fled the scene after the accident. The investigation into the crash is ongoing. The FBI has subpoenaed 25 companies and 15 individuals with ties to Napa County related to a grand jury investigation into a land deal involving the family of a Napa County supervisor. It's not clear exactly what they're looking for and does not indicate anyone involved is being charged with a crime. According to the Press Democrat, the list includes a former U.S. ambassador, a former owner of the Dallas Cowboys, multiple high-profile individuals in the wine industry, and a former general counsel to the Golden State Warriors. A train carrying coal derailed Sunday, spilling coal into the Middle Fork of the Feather River in Plumas County near Blairsden. 15 cars in total derailed, each one fully loaded with 118 tons of coal. 13 of those dumped coal into the river. The cleanup is now underway. There were no injuries. The environmental impact is not known at this time. 8:34 KZST, time for one final check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP Officer Olivia Mirop. Hello again, Olivia. How are those roadways?
Hi, good morning. CHP is en route to a crash on Seaview Road. The lanes are not blocked, but if you are traveling through that area, just move over for emergency vehicles, please. Other than that, we have no incidents on the 101 corridor. Traffic is still pretty slow moving from Todd Road into downtown Santa Rosa. State Route 12 interchange, US-101 traffic is heavy there. And then from Sebastopol to about Llano Road, both east and westbound lanes, traffic is heavy in that area as well. Remember, it is still raining, so please slow your speeds and wear your seatbelts and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free I-10 tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
Lent is right around the corner, and your neighborhood grocery outlet invites you to stop by for these amazing deals. Serve up a delicious appetizer with Grande Gourmet Tempura Shrimp. 8-ounce packages are just $4.99. That's a savings of up to 45% versus traditional grocery stores. Also, prepare a healthy meal with Pier 33 Premium Select Coho Salmon Portions, just $8.99 a pound. That's a savings of up to $4 a pound. Offers good through February 20th, only at your local grocery outlet.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
You can download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use the promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon off your first fill-up. In sports, veteran baseball broadcaster Jenny Kavnar is the new primary play-by-play announcer for the Oakland Athletics. She was hired by NBC Sports California. Kavnar becomes the first woman to handle primary play-by-play duties in Major League history. And the Warriors take on the Clippers tonight at home. Your forecast, cloudy skies today with rain, should be heaviest from midday to mid-afternoon, wind gusting to about 25 miles an hour. We're expecting a quarter inch to nearly an inch out of the storm, not too much. Highs today in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers ending. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow and Friday, dry with upper 50s. But we do have a lot more rain in the forecast over the weekend with two stronger storms rolling in. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
A dedication ceremony will take place today at 10:45 in San Francisco in front of the Fairmont Hotel as cable car number 53 will officially become the Tony Bennett commemorative cable car. Bennett passed away last year at the age of 96. His widow, Susan Benedetto, will be there this morning for the celebration. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brent Allen.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is 841, 51 drizzly degrees. I'm Debbie Abrams. Man Landers in the studio. He is next on KZST.
Chris Rogers is the local choice to be our voice in Sacramento. While other candidates may have moved here to run for office, Chris Rogers was born here. He's starting his family here with his wife, Sarah, a local nurse. When the Tubbs fire devastated our community, Chris Rogers worked night and day to make sure our families were safe and that we could rebuild and return home. Chris Rogers held PG&E accountable and will continue to lead on lowering our insurance rates. Chris knows our local issues and works hard for us. That's why he's endorsed by Senator Mike McGuire, Congressman Mike Thompson, the Sierra Club, and hundreds of local elected and community leaders. As our next assembly member, Chris will always work hard for us. Join us and vote Chris Rogers on or before March 5th.
Learn more at chrisrogersforassembly.com. Paid for by Chris Rogers for Assembly 2024.
Wine Country meets the Sonoma Coast in Bodega Bay. Escape to the Inn at the Tides with their winter special. Every room has a view of the water and includes daily complimentary breakfast and a bottle of wine upon arrival. Relax in the heated indoor-outdoor pool or hot tub. Just across the way, the Tides Wharf Restaurant serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Enjoy the gift shop, bakery, deli, and fish market. The winter special, valid Sundays through Thursdays, starts at just $179 and is good through February 29th. Online at innatthetides.com.
This Valentine's Day, Lucky invites you to get cozy. Share one of your favorite meals. Give a meaningful card. Toast your love with a bottle of bubbly. And celebrate the one person you can't live without. You can start it all off with roses. Right now, a dozen roses is only $21.99. And if your sweetheart has a sweet tooth, our chocolate-covered strawberries hand-dipped here in the store are 4 for $6.99. Select varieties. Cuddle up with your Valentine with a little help from Lucky.
Hey, it's Boost Mobile here with a great deal to keep you connected. Now, when you switch to Boost, you can get a Samsung A15 for free or an iPhone 11 for $49.99. We're here to bring you the best phones on America's largest 5G networks so you can get after it. Switching is easy. Just head to your local Boost Mobile store. That's a free Samsung A15 or an iPhone 11 for $49.99. Only at a Boost Mobile near you. Requires port-in auto pay and ID verification. Other restrictions apply. See participating stores for details.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. Landon McPherson in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Or well, as I like to call it, Singles Awareness Day.
Oh.
Because if you aren't aware that you're single any other of the 364 days, today, you know.
You know. So is this, are you saying you don't like this day or...
No, I mean, it's not my favorite day in general.
Okay.
I mean, I personally prefer like an April 27th. It's a little bit warmer. It doesn't require a sweatshirt, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, it is the day of romance if you are in a couple. Now, yesterday was Galentine's Day, so that was fun. We talked about that yesterday.
I heard.
Yeah, so that was fun. That was fun. But today is the day, and I just want to start off and thank you for my cake. My Valentine's Day cake and my pink cocktail.
So I brought you the sad cake, you know, the sad pink. Little single serving piece of cake from the grocery store,
the
which is
cake.
Delicious, by the way.
It
the
looks
pity
good.
Cake.
The pity cake, yeah.
I was at Malsbury's this morning and I thought, I need to get something fun to bring in. And I was like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Debbie likes cake. So and they have an amazing lemon cake. And I thought that that would pair very well with the Sonoma Coast Spirits Vodka Cranberry Craft Cocktail that comes in the refrigerated section in a beautiful 375 milliliter bottle.
There
so
you go.
It's almost enough to share.
It is. It's delicious. It's pink, just in time for the holidays.
Perfect.
So thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
My treat.
You're welcome.
So we bring you in. I bring you in every week.
Yes.
Because you're just you and you answer listener questions because you have this unique way of doing that. That's quite entertaining.
So, I'm glad you're amused. I'm
yes.
glad you are.
Yeah. And again, you're not certified. You're not a therapist. You're not a counselor.
Certifiable.
There you go.
Yes,
there you go.
Uh-huh.
So take it all in grain of salt.
Grain of salt and splash of something chilled in the cup.
Little tequila. Okay, so are you ready for your first question?
I am. Let's hear it.
Let's see. This is from Anonymous in Forestville.
Okay.
Dear man, I am writing to you today about my daughter. She just turned 5. And we've been having the you're a big girl now talk, so you need to help with these kind of conversations. Nothing major, but she now has to help clean up after herself, put her toys away, even be very helpful with clearing the table and folding laundry. Recently, as a reward for her good behavior, I told her she can hang out in my room and watch an episode of her show. This was really so mommy could have some alone, quiet time and not be faced with a Diane Sawyer level of interview questions about everything. So, all was going well, she continues, until I realized it was really quiet, too quiet. Then I heard a crash. When I went into the bedroom, this is what I saw. My child was holding a brand new bottle of sunscreen that had been emptied all over my new rug.
Oh, no.
Sunscreen handprints all over my dresser, my carousel of earrings knocked over. I stopped myself mid-sentence. What the actual heck? So, she looked up, sobbing at me, and said, Mommy, Mommy. So, what advice do you have for me, Mr. Man?
Well, obviously, she heard a good voice and a bad voice, and she went with the bad voice on that one.
Ouch.
I think that KZST.com right now is offering a beautiful photo of a pet of the week from the Humane Society.
Yes.
Venus is her name.
Yes.
I think that in general, I don't think that ill behavior should be rewarded. However, I think that you should go get your child a puppy. And I think that your child and your husband will be very appreciative because now they both have somebody else to blame stuff on.
Oh, ouch. But so, good.
Right?
Good idea.
I think it's a solid plan.
I agree.
I'm sure your husband will be a little bit miffed in the beginning. But then he's going to realize that he has somebody to blame his own flatulence on.
Ouch.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Ouch. County's KZST. Good Wednesday morning to you. I'm Debbie Abrams with this. Are you doing some home improvements these days? How do your floors look? Maybe there's a desire to upgrade, restore, or change completely. Of course, it would add value and beauty to your home. You know, let's just say I have been shopping around the expansive showroom of a local company called Floor Tex Design in Santa Rosa, figuring out flooring options for my home. Their showroom will blow you away. It is neat and organized. It offers over 8,000 samples of high-quality carpets and an extensive selection of area rugs. So many. If you prefer hard surfaces, check out all the different styles and colors of hardwood and laminate. Floor Tex Design also features tile, vinyl, and stone. Literally a one-stop shop for your home flooring needs and more. Don't even get me started on the fantastic design consultants there to guide you through the entire flooring process. See for yourself at the amazing showroom. It's on Santa Rosa Avenue at Todd Road. You can also shop around online at floortexdesign.com. That's floortexdesign.com.
I look at my face in the mirror, my neck, my jawline, my cheeks, and I think to myself, all I need is just a little lift.
I can help with that. I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs, triple board certified facial plastic surgeon and director of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg. My Mighty Mini Lift procedure lifts the fascia in just the right spots to give you that little boost with natural looking and lasting results and less than the cost of a full facelift.
My results are even better than I expected. Dr. Jacobs and his staff are amazing.
It's the most popular facelift procedure I've introduced to my patients in more than 20 years. It can even be combined with other procedures, and you'll be back to your routine in about a week.
To book a free consultation to learn whether you are a candidate for the Dr. Jacobs Mighty Mini Lift procedure, visit thejacobscenter.com. Thejacobscenter.com.
Hello, Santa Rosa. It's Cupid. You know, the pudgy little baby with wings, flies around with a bow and heart-shaped arrows? Yeah, I'm back. As you might have guessed, I'm pretty busy this time of year. I've barely got time for anything, let alone washing my van. That's why I take it to Splash Express. With three locations in Santa Rosa on Cleveland, College, and Santa Rosa Avenue, and a fourth location in Katati, there's always a Splash Express car wash within my bow and arrows reach. And with all the latest bells and whistles, Splash Express has everything I need to keep my van looking sweet, inside and out. Nothing but the best for my baby. The crew at Splash Express have a few different unlimited wash packages. And right now, the first month of any package is just $9.99. Endless love for just $9.99? Yes, please.
Splash Express in Santa Rosa on Cleveland Avenue, College Avenue, and Santa Rosa Avenue, and a fourth location in Katati. Find out more about the Splash Express monthly car wash packages at splashexpress.com.
KZST.
Show what
ZST.
Last night, all I think about is you.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heat waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heat waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier.
Usually I put something on TV, so we never think about you and me. But today I see our reflections clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen.
You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone, now the night is come. But sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Always been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
You can't fight it, you can't breathe. You say something so loving, but now I gotta let you go. You'll be better off in someone new. I don't wanna be alone. You know it hurts me too. You look so broken when you cry. One more and then I say goodbye.
Sleeping, smile so comfortable. I just wish that I could give you that look that's perfectly unsaid. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. He always been faking me out.
KZST.